This is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Hello. At least four people have been killed by a Russian missile strike on the centre of the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. More than 40 others were wounded when a restaurant and shopping area were hit. It's feared people may be trapped under the rubble. The BBC's Myeni Jones reports from Kyiv.
A rescue operation is underway, with security agencies providing emergency services at the scene and evacuating victims. People are still believed to be under the debris. Local authorities say the area had a high concentration of civilians. Social media and drone footage from the scene show significant damage to the buildings, some of which have been reduced to rubble. Kramatorsk has often been hit by missiles. In April of last year, a Russian airstrike hit the city's railway station, killing more than 60 civilians and wounding at least 120.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said such attacks proved to the whole world that Russia needed to be defeated and all Russian murderers and terrorists had to face trial. The Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, has said a close eye will be kept on the head of the Wagner paramilitary group Yevgeny Prigozhin, who's flown to Minsk days after leading a short-lived rebellion in Russia. Plans have been announced in Russia to disarm Wagner of heavy weapons, following a decision not to prosecute it over the uprising. Legislators in Bosnia's autonomous Serb Republic have voted to suspend rulings by the Bosnian Constitutional Court, a move that's in direct violation of the peace agreement that established the nation. Here's our Balkans correspondent, Guy Delaunay.
The Constitutional Court is one of Bosnia's key institutions. As well as safeguarding the constitution, it may also overrule any other court in the country and, in effect, legislation passed by regional governments. That's made it a target for Bosnia's senior ethnic Serb politician Milorad Dodik. He'd attempted to stymie the court by refusing to nominate ethnic Serb judges. When that didn't work, he introduced legislation suspending the region's recognition of court decisions.
Sierra Leone's president, Julius Maada Bio, has won a second term following a tense election marred by violence. Supporters of the 59-year-old former soldier have been celebrating in the rain-drenched streets of Freetown, as Azizat Ola Oluwa reports.
It's a celebratory mood across Freetown as President Julius Maada Bio gets re-elected in the first round. The chief commissioner of the Electoral Commission for Sierra Leone, Mohamed Kone, declared that the president got 56% of the total votes cast to secure his victory, thereby avoiding a runoff. His runner-up, Samora Camara, got 41%. Mr. Camara said the Electoral Commission has displayed a lack of transparency under the leadership of Mohamed Kone during the critical stages of the electoral process.
BBC World News. The head of Sudan's army, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has announced a unilateral ceasefire on the first day of the Muslim Eid holiday. His televised speech came at the end of a day of intense fighting against the paramilitary RSF, despite their leader making his own ceasefire declaration for Tuesday and Wednesday. A US federal watchdog says over $200 billion from the government's COVID-19 relief programs was probably stolen. The report focuses on two schemes designed to support small businesses. The Inspector General of the Small Business Administration says the SBA weakened its control in a rush to distribute funds to prop up the economy. That led to 17% of the money being lost to potential fraud. Seven people have been arrested after clashing with French riot police in the Parisian suburb of Nanterre. They'd taken to the streets after a 17-year-old boy was shot dead, apparently at point-blank range, for refusing to stop when ordered to by traffic police. A video circulating on social media shows an officer aiming his weapon at the driver through the window and firing when he drives off. Police in the US state of California have confirmed the death of the British actor Julian Sands, who went missing on a mountain hike earlier this year. His remains were found by walkers on Saturday and have now been officially identified. Sophie Long reports.
An experienced mountaineer, he went hiking alone on a cold morning in January and never returned home. Severe winter storms and extreme alpine conditions hampered continuing efforts to find him. Nearly 6 months after he was last seen alive, when much of the snow had melted, his body was found. His family said they would hold him in their hearts with bright memories of a wonderful father, husband, explorer, lover of the natural world and the arts, and as an original and collaborative performer.
BBC News.